Hare Krishna. In continuation with the theme for this retreat, we will be singing some verses in glorification of the holy name. Some of these verses have been referred to in the class of His Holiness Srila Prabhupada in the morning. So we will be singing these verses twice. So the first time we will be singing them, and the second time, if you all are so inspired, you can join us. The verse will be shown on the, will be projected on the wall. Thank you. The first verse is from Adi Purana.
Yeah. chanting is the greatest act of piety and the supreme refuge. Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe its magnitude. Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace, and eternal life. It is the pinnacle of devotion, the heart's joyous proclivity and attraction, and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord. The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities of their Lord and Master, their supreme worshipful object, and their spiritual guide and mentor.
The next verse is from Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.415. Santa Purana as quoted in Harikapti Vilas 11.355 by Srila Sanatana Goswami.
Thank you.
An excellent fresh nectar drink with endless subtle tastes. Such is the name of Radha, by whom all three worlds are graced. Condensed milk that is wonderfully delicious, thick and sweet. Such is the name of Krishna, in whom all attraction meet. Now mix these drinks, O thirsty tongue, and add the fragrant ice of love, a price the wise will try to buy at any price. And then, at every moment, drink this beverage most fine, and make my heart supremely blissful, peaceful, and divine.
The next verses are from Sri Sri Shikshashtaka, composed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
More humble than a blade of grass, as tolerant as a tree,
To him, all praise belongs to others, not belongs to me. These qualities attract the Lord to bless one with the power to chant his name incessantly unto the final hour.
Nadanam nadanam nasundari kavitam vajagadishatamaye mama janmani janmani shvare bhavata bhaktirayukti purai.
Wealth and women, followers, the fruits of mundane piety, liberation from this world of limitless anxiety. For me, O Lord, such common goals have not the slightest worth. Let me serve you purely now and each future birth. Your servant for eternity, I lost my true identity and fell into this horrid sea of birth and death, O Lord. O Nanda's son, please hear my plea. By your sweet grace, consider me a speck of dust upon your lotus feet forevermore.
Nayanam darada shubhaya bhagatam gartada kutaya vila kutataya nishvam bahutada tavanamadani pavishyati.
Tears streaming from my eyes, my voice choked with bliss, the hairs upon my body standing up in happiness. When will all these signs of rapture decorate my limbs as I chant your holy name, the monarch of all hymns? Every moment drags on for a million years or more. From the rain clouds of my eyes, the tears and torrents pour. This whole creation's nothing but a vast and joyless void. O Govinda, by your absence, I am being destroyed. Let Madhava embrace this maid who's fallen at his feet. Oh, let him trample me, or my most ardent hopes defeat, by never giving me a chance to see him anywhere, thus shattering my heart and plunging me into despair. You see, he's a reckless libertine and not a saint, so let him act in any way he likes without restraint. Yet though his cruel and crooked ways may cause me constant woe, Krishna is the only Lord my heart should ever know.
Prabhura shiksha shaka shloka ye padeshune Krishna prema bhakti dhara vale dine dine.
These eight essential verses Lord Chaitanya wrote to teach the practice and the goal of chanting Krishna's holy name. Day by day, whoever chants this hymn will surely reach a little closer to perfection, spotless Krishna hymn.
Thank you all very much. Put it in place first and then turn it off. You want to use the other harmonium, or do you like this guy?
I'm kind of losing my friends.
Okay. Thank you.